Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The Paralympic Games kick off in Rio on September 7th, promising a welcome fix of jaw-dropping international athletic competitions for those suffering from Olympic-watching withdrawal. And like the run-up to the Summer Games in Rio, financial and logistical anxieties are high, even acute. Ticket sales have been dismal, and tens of millions in promised support for athlete access and transportation and staffing has been held up by Brazil's ongoing financial crisis. Jere Longman is a sports reporter for The New York Times. He wrote about the unprecedented challenges to the Rio Paralympic Games, along with his colleague, Rebecca Ruiz. Jere, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So the head of the Paralympics said, never before in its 56-year history have we faced circumstances like this. What circumstances? How bad is it?
So there was the funding for the Paralympics was uncertain all the way up until last Thursday when the mayor of Rio said that the city would pay approximately $50 million towards the funding of the Paralympics, and the state-operated companies in Brazil offered to pay another $33 million or so. You know, the Olympics themselves had to be bailed out with a $900 million bailout by the government to succeed, and so the Paralympics face that same financial uncertainty. I mean, Brazil is in the middle of its, of a really devastating economic crisis. So it clearly affected these international sporting events this summer.
Last Thursday, that's pretty much cutting it to the wire. Is there a chance that the games won't go on?
No, people were asking that question up until Thursday, but they, at least when we spoke to the Paralympic officials, they seemed to have assurances that they would go on, and that most importantly, they would have all 22 sports, that they wouldn't cut any sports. So I think athletes begin arriving on the 31st. So it's at this point, it's way too late to cancel them. So that would be a disaster. And but they assured the reporters last week that they were going on and they would keep every sport.
Any early warning sign or indications that the Paralympics were in trouble?
Well, I think there were always suspicions by the Paralympic officials because, the Olympics had their own financial difficulties and had to be bailed out at the last minute with $900 million cash infusion from the government. But the Paralympic officials said, though, that they were never given any specific details until last week, middle of last week. So, they said that they could have used more forthcoming detail much quicker. So they did not have the specific details until Thursday. Finally, the mayor of Rio agreed to come up with 150 million Brazilian reais, which is about $50 million. And the federal government of Brazil has these affiliated state-run companies that agreed to come up with another approximately $35 million. So not until last Thursday did they know specifically how much money would be coming their way.
So let me understand this. The Brazilian government was on the hook for this money before the games. I mean, is this part of the deal of producing the Olympics? You have to pay for the Paralympics?
Yes. So in basically every country but the United States, the government sort of signs off on these and agrees to put up a certain amount of money. In the United States, the games are privately funded, although there is, there is public money used for security, but generally the games are privately funded. But in every other country, the government gives some sort of assurances that they will cover cost overruns.
Any indication of what led to this? Poor planning?
Well, it was, the Olympics arrived in the middle of this economic crisis. I mean, when they gave the Olympics and the Paralympics awarded them to Rio 7 years ago, it was one of the world's fastest growing economies. And then the world economic crisis came, and Brazil, suffered from that, complicated by a political crisis. I mean, they're, trying to impeach the president now. So all this sort of colluded to produce this, this unfortunate situation of financial uncertainty. There's also some suspicion that the organizers of the Olympics were in such dire straits, they spent some money on the Paralympics to get through the Olympics. Now, they deny that. They claim that there was all one budget, that you can't really separate the two.
Jure Longman is with us. He's a sports reporter for The New York Times. And we're talking about the financial crisis facing the Paralympic Games, which begin in Rio on September 7th. Well, let's get to how this budget shortfall will affect the Games. What's being cut?
So they're cutting size of the stadiums, they're cutting staff, they're cutting transportation. They claim they are not cutting security, that the police and military forces who provided security for the Olympics will provide the same for the Paralympics.
So all scheduled events are going to take place. They may be in different venues. This is from September 7th to 18th when it runs. But I understand that part of the funding is to actually getting athletes there, especially those from smaller and maybe poorer countries.
Right, exactly. They have travel grants. So the bigger nations like the United States, they have sponsorships. I mean, they can provide travel for their athletes. But the smaller nations, which they would not name, but there are 10 of them that, because of the late notice the Paralympic official said that as many as 10 countries may not be able to make it, even if the travel grants were forthcoming. But they pledged to try to get all the 165 participating countries there. So, I hope it works out.
And we did see a number of empty seats at the Olympic venues during the Rio Games, despite reports saying that many of them, a large percentage, I think 88%, were sold. How many tickets have been sold for the Paralympics?
So as of Friday, they had sold approximately 300,000 tickets, and they said they were still, their ambition was still to sell 1.8 to 2 million tickets, but right. I mean, that seems overly optimistic at this point. But I guess the hope is that once the Olympics end, then people can, turn their attention to the Paralympics. There will be more, publicity campaigns, and just judging from the Olympics, it seems like an overly optimistic projection.
Well, we did see a lot spelling doom for the Olympics in Rio before the Games. The Rio mayor declared a state of emergency at one point earlier this summer. All of the questions about the cleanliness or the pollution, more likely, of the water. Not all of that panned out, though, as the Games got rolling. Do you think it might be a similar situation?
Yeah, I mean, I've covered 13 Olympics now, and I didn't pay a lot of attention to this sort of hysteria that always crops up for these Olympics. I mean, obviously the Zika situation is a serious situation, and the polluted water, you don't want to have people competing in a bacteria and virus filled test tube. I mean, you don't want that. But there are always these questions, I guess because the Olympics are such a novelty, maybe, or a lot of reporters are not accustomed to covering the Olympics. But I just refrain from joining that hysteria, because this is the way it always is, and it always seems to work out somehow. I'm hoping that things will work out for the Paralympics as well. I mean, they have some tremendous athletes. Matter of fact, there's actually one athlete, Markus Rehm from Germany, who's an amputee long jumper that would have won the Olympics. So there are some tremendous athletes who are competing, and so you hope that they've been preparing for 4 years for this, and you hope that the organizers can give them the kind of competition they've been expecting and that they deserve.
Well, the audience at the London Paralympic Games following London 2012 and the television audience reached record highs. Is there equal excitement, do you think, about the Paralympic Games in the world of sports as there was for London?
Well, actually, London and Beijing set the bar very high for the Paralympics. There were some questions in Brazil, and to be honest, I'm not really qualified to know the answer, but the question is whether in the Brazilian culture there would be as much interest, because Brazil doesn't actually have a broad-based interest in the Olympics. I mean, they're passionate about soccer, and they won the most prized gold medal, the men's soccer tournament, and they like volleyball. But they don't have an organized funding effort for sports the way that the United States and, the bigger Western countries do. So maybe that plays a role.
Well, you talked about some cuts in venues. I guess transportation, even things as basic as curb cuts, are a real concern down there in Rio. Are they prepared for a differently abled audience with different accessibility needs?
You know, in Rio itself, I noticed a lot of curb cuts. I was out running every day. But to be honest, I don't know at the venues. I mean, I presume there are. I mean, it's part of the contract, so I'm presuming there will be sufficient curb cuts and things like that. But I did notice a lot in Rio itself, and I'm certain that in the contract for the Paralympics that's, you know, obviously a significant factor. So I would presume that those would be there for the Paralympics.
The IOC and the IPC partner for these events. Any indication that the IOC might be able to provide some support, or would they? Could they?
That was a really good question. And that was asked often at the Olympics. And so the IOC's response is that they contributed $1.5 billion to putting on the Olympics and the Paralympics. And the Paralympic response was that you know, we have to basically solve our own problems, is that, you know, the IOC has already contributed, you know, a significant amount of money here, and it's up to us with our own partners to, you know, and those main two partners are the organizing committee of the Olympics and Paralympics and the Brazilian government, that they felt that those were the entities that it would have to help them financially.
Jeray, I know you're just back from Rio. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Jeray Longman, he's a sports reporter for The New York Times. Together with his colleague Rebecca Ruiz, he wrote the article, Brazil's Economic Crisis Forces Cuts to Paralympics in Rio. You'll find a link to read the article. It's at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.